Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We all know by now that the Mediterranean diet is what we should all be eating to live long and healthy lives. So let's go to the environs of the actual Mediterranean now. Eileen Dunn Crescenzi, owner of Dunn and Crescenzi Restaurants, is going to tell us the secrets of how they actually eat down there. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you were in Rome the last time we spoke. I believe you're up in the north of Italy now.
Yeah, we had to escape that heat. It's 40 degrees in Rome and it's a nice 26, 27 degrees here up in the Alps.
Lovely.
And just listening to your previous speaker about camping, this area, Levico, it's on a lake and it's huge camping area, especially for people from Holland, Germany, Austria, those areas, but so well equipped.
They do it well on the continent. So Eileen, yeah. a lot of us go to the Med in our summer holidays, and I suppose what strikes people is that the food is great, but it's simple and kind of healthy enough as well. What are they doing that is so right? I suppose, like, it always looks as if they're more mindful about buying and cooking and even eating the food, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you have to bear in mind that actually the Mediterranean diet is has been recognised by UNESCO as part of the heritage of the Mediterranean. And why? Because it's a responsible interaction with the environment. So everything is seasonal and there's great variety. And of course, I mean, they're blessed in Italy with their biodiversity. It's so abundant. We don't have that in Ireland, or we can't import so on, but we can do better, you know. So I go through a list of what you might have in your cupboard. I think that's a good place to start, what you would be eating.
Okay.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, go on.
So, you know, it's based on whole grains. So whether it's, you know, whole grain bread or cereals, now you're going to have a good variety of fruits. And the more colour, the better. Fruits, veg, nuts, legumes like lentils, chickpeas. Doesn't matter if it's in tins. Fish, again, in Ireland we have cod, hake, but also tins of anchovies, tins of sardines, tuna, little bit of cheese. Olive oil is the big main player here. Berries, herbs, let's not forget our herbs, which are really important. White meats here would be rabbit, chicken, eggs.
Do they eat less meat than us?
Definitely. So I was just telling your researcher, so, you know, in Ireland, we love our meat. I'm really carnivorous myself. So, you know, I remember, you know, for a family, you have a huge roast, or if you're going to do ragu, I think Irish people might put like 2 kilos of beef. Here for, a group, maybe a gathering of 12 people, they'll use 500 grams of meat, and it'd be a mixture of chicken, veal and beef or pork maybe. And very little meat. Again, you're going to use pancetta, speck, little bits to give little flavours here and there to dishes, to sauces, but not huge amounts of meat, no.
Okay, and you mentioned the olive oil there, and obviously in Northern Europe
it's
a bit more butter and lard
and
that.
And that's what we need, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
but
the polyphenols, the antioxidants, and it's going to be so healthy. But just think of a pesto. What's in a pesto? Basil, parmesan, olive oil.
Yeah.
And that's just so healthy.
And you're big on getting a good olive oil, not what you call lighter fuel.
Olive oils are so important, really. And, you know, if you want to test your olive oil, here's a good test.
Mm-hmm.
Pour a little bit into an egg cup. Stir it, you know, cover the top with your hand and just kind of give it a little shake. Breathe in. It should smell like fresh green tomatoes. Taste it on your tongue, swallow, and it should burn the back of your throat slightly. Then that's an excellent olive oil.
So you want that bit of pepperiness in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, is a lot of the olive oil we get, is it even olive oil? There's massive scams around olive oil, isn't
there? It's not olive oil. As I said, it's for lanterns. So what people think that olives are green and black. Olives are green. If they're left too long before they're being harvested, they turn black. So what the big companies do, you know, the ones you're going to see on your supermarket shelf, and mostly we very little available in Ireland, unfortunately, are really good olive oils, but most, because people will buy them in supermarkets, they are like oil refineries. So there are, I grew up in Pearse Street, Brendan, so the view from my window was mountains of coal in the gas company. Well, here it's the same. If you go to Liguria, you're going to see these big black mounds of black olives rotten. So they're left to rot. November comes December, they're going to add colour, taste, scent, preservatives, all sorts of chemicals. It's a bottle of chemicals. That's what you're buying.
So how do we know if we're getting the good stuff?
You have to pay for it, unfortunately.
Okay.
But that's the tasting thing. But a good olive oil is, on the day they're picked, the earlier the harvest, the better. Late September, early October, it goes straight to the frantoio. What's it called in English? The frantoio, where
the press, the local press, like,
the olive oil press. And Italy is blessed because every town and village has a press, whereas in Spain you would have may have to go 100 kilometers for a press. Every town of it. So it's pure olive juice. You know, that's what you're getting.
Okay. And, so listen, we talk us through. You have a couple of recipes here, and we'll put them up on the website. But talk us through the three meals of the day for Mediterranean breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, they're not that Mediterranean now in the breakfast in Italy, are they? It's generally a joint bun and a cup of coffee.
That's a conundrum I've been, you know, I've been thinking about. Why is it that breakfast is usually, like, I'm staying with three sisters here, the Garofalo sisters, and while I'm still kind of onto my homemade bread, the Irish thing, and Stefano got the porridge, you know, he got that in Ireland, they have two biscuits and a coffee. And I'm thinking, why are you having biscuits? Molino Bianco. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't give that name. But, you know, industrial biscuits.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think, where does that come from? Because obviously I say those people in the village, you know, the oldest people in the world in Sardinia, they would probably have wholemeal bread with jam or honey. So I think in the 60s, when there was that, you know, economic boom in Italy, there was the pressure from these big industrial companies to, you know, promote biscuits and industrial brioche and things. And maybe that French culture of the croissant as well, and the Viennese culture. But then just forget about the breakfast. Let's put that aside. It's not healthy. Then you go to lunch. That's when eating in Italy becomes very healthy. So if you have pasta at lunch, you're not going to have pasta in the evening. But to get all your fruits and veg in, I think the two easiest ways, this is how I do it anyway, at lunchtime, a huge salad, but I put everything in that salad, mixed leaves, including rucola, radicchio, walnuts. I'll put fruits, whatever's in season, maybe melon and maybe even apple, pear, whatever's going, kiwi, and some goat's cheese, dress it with olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, and there you've got... You've got more than six, you know, good ingredients there. And in the evening, minestrone, carrot, celery, carrot, string beans, potato, broad beans, cannellini beans. It's so easy, and you're getting all the nutrition that you need.
Okay, so you're getting your protein in there as well from the beans and stuff in the minestrone. So you've given us a recipe for minestrone. You've also given us a panzanella, which we actually were doing last week. That's the stale bread kind of... And then penne with mussels, aubergine and ricotta. I didn't think you put cheese with seafood.
Oh, nowadays you do. You know, because chefs nowadays, they go and they revisit... recipes, but the big one now in Rome is pasta with mussels and pecorino cheese, and it really goes really well.
Okay, will you give us a simple recipe for that as well, and we'll stick it up.
Sure.
Perfect.
I'll send you that one. Yeah.
Eileen Dunn-Crescenzi, thank you very much, and you enjoy the rest of your day there now in temperate northern Italy. We'll talk to you again soon.